This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
Welcome to the Daily Devotional. We're doing a Daily Devotional series, a special series, on Psalm 91. And today we find ourselves at part 7, and indeed verse 7 of this wonderful psalm. And it says this: though a thousand fall at your side, though 10,000 are dying around you, these evils will not touch you. Though 1,000 fall at your side, though 10,000 are dying around you, these evils will not touch you. Beloved, it's all about whether you are under that canopy. It's all about whether you are making your Heavenly Father your number one priority in your life. The very first verse of this wonderful psalm says, those who live in the shelter of the Most High will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty. Is that you? Are you living in the shelter of the Most High? If you are, then everything that this psalm talks about is for you. Everything in this psalm is aimed directly and specifically for you. Are you hearing me today? I want you to do something for me. I want you to close your eyes. And I want you to imagine a battlefield. And I'm not talking maybe about a modern day battlefield. I'm talking about a battlefield in olden times. And I want you to imagine that you are there on the top of a hill, and you're looking down at a battle that is raging. There are people fighting each other. Whether they're fighting with swords or bows and arrows, whatever they're fighting with, they are fighting, and there are two sides, and they are clashed, and they are in battle, beloved. I want you to imagine it. And I want you to imagine that you're an onlooker, that you happen to be standing on top of this hill. And as you look down into the valley, you can see these two warring factions fighting, and fighting hard. Hand-to-hand combat. And you can hear the clink of the swords, and you can hear the whoosh of the spears and of the arrows as they fly through the air. And now you're going to move from this vantage point. You are going to move from this place. And you are going to move down onto the battlefield. And as you do, as you walk through the middle, suddenly, people start falling. They're falling at your left, and they're falling at your right. And these bodies are piling up to your left and to your right as you walk straight through the middle. And the arrows may fly, and the swords may clink, but it's not coming anywhere near you as you walk through the middle of all this. These people are falling. The psalmist is saying this very clearly. Though 1,000 fall at your side, though 10,000 are dying around you, these evils will not touch you. And you are secure. As you walk through the middle of this mayhem, this carnage, nothing is touching you. You're not even getting a scratch. Nothing is happening to you. You are just seeing these evil bodies just lying all over the place, all the way around you. And now they are not moving. As you walk through the middle, they start to fall. They're falling all over the place. They're just tumbling and tumbling and falling and falling. And the battle is waning. And the battle is stopping. Because you are protected. Your Heavenly Father has a shield of protection around you. You have this hedge of protection around you, and these evils are not touching you because you have made a decision that you are going to make the Most High God your number one priority. Because you are going to live in the shadow of the Almighty. Don't you think that's amazing? That whole picture, and I know that you are picturing it with me, and you can see it with your eyes, and you can feel it, and you can sense it. And all of this is happening. Because you have made this decision. Lord God Almighty, become number one priority in my life. Lord God Almighty, place your canopy above me. Because, Lord, I long to find rest in your shadow. And as you walk through the middle of this, I want you to imagine that you are looking out, looking to your right and looking to your left. And you know that you are fully protected, beloved. Nothing is going to harm you. Nothing is going to hurt you. For God loves you that much. God loves you that much that 2,000 years ago he sent his son Jesus into this world to suffer a cruel death on the cross, to have nails thrust into his hands, to have those nails pierce his feet, and to have a spear thrown at his side. And he suffered that agony on the cross at Calvary for you. And he said these words, "It is finished." That means the war is over. It is finished. Because of what he did on that cross 2,000 years ago, it is finished. And then he said to his Father, "Into your hands I commend my spirit." Oh Lord, such sacrifice. But the Lord is saying to you now, because of what my son did 2,000 years ago, if you make me the number one priority in your life, then this protection is yours. This love that I pour into you is yours forever. for I will never withdraw my love from your life, says your God. Because you are my child, you are my adopted child, and I will never, ever take my love, my canopy of love, away from you, if you will only do one thing, and that is to make me number one priority in your life, says your God. And beloved, if you will say yes today, that you will do that. If you will say yes right now, that you will do that. Then whenever you call on the name of the Lord, whenever you ask for a hedge of protection, that protection will be there for you. Whenever you say these words, Father God, send your warrior angels to protect me in Jesus' name, that is exactly what will happen. For he loves you so very, very much. And all you've got to do is say yes. Lord God, be number one priority in my life. And then, beloved, and then you need to make that happen. You need to make that happen. You need to make that decision. That everything you do in your life, everything you think in your life, is going to go through Almighty God first of all. And you're going to go do His thing. You're going to follow His path, not your path. You're going to go away from the path that you've been following that has been wrong and say, Lord, I now will follow your pathway. And this I promise. I want you to pray with me right now and say these words. Heavenly Father, from today, from this moment, Lord, I will make you my number one priority. And this is my promise to you. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. If you have said yes to Almighty God to make Him number one priority, I would love to hear from you. Send me an email to this address, studio@worshipradio247.org, and just simply say these words, I said yes to Jesus. That's all you've got to say. I said yes to Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen.